learned and still learning. Having been empowered and anointed by the Spirit of God at his baptism, Luke chapter 3, Jesus Christ launches his public ministry in his hometown synagogue of Nazareth, Galilee, Luke chapter 4. It is there that he reads from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me." Upon the reading of this scripture, he publicly announces and strategically outlines his mission, what he is to do, and who he is to minister to. Being rejected in Nazareth, he goes to Capernaum, teaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God, with authority and power, fulfilling the prophecy concerning himself, constantly and consistently manifesting his divinity, reflecting the Father's compassion and love for mankind, pushing back and expelling the darkness. Realizing that as the Lamb of God, it will only be a few short years before his ultimate work of paying the price for sin must be accomplished, he begins to call to himself disciples to carry on in his name, Luke chapter 5, after his resurrection and ascension. From among a greater number of disciples, Jesus chooses 12 men. These 12 disciples, he called apostles, were privileged to both public and private teachings. For some time, their only assignment was to follow Jesus, looking, listening, and learning. Luke chapters 6, 7, and 8. At the appropriate time, Luke chapter 9, Jesus equips them with power and authority to go forth in his name, preaching and healing on their first solo mission trip throughout Galilee. But before sending them, he gives practical but unbelievable instruction. He said, "Take nothing for the journey." They were to take no bags, money, extra clothing, or food. Even being sent forth as a delegation of apostles, they are still disciples, having yet to learn through experience to relinquish self-reliance and to daily and totally trust the Lord as they went about doing what he had assigned them to do, taking nothing for the journey. Being obedient to the given commands and instructions, they had a successful mission trip and were able to return and give a good report. Having passed this first test, as it were, Jesus intensifies and advances his training of the 12. Their next session of training started immediately, with many other lessons yet to be learned. They must learn of the necessity to rest, the need for compassion, the lesson of failure, the need for humility, and further maturation in their trust and dependency on God, and of his ability to do the miraculous. There is still so much room for growth since that first beckoning command, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." As it was with those early disciples, it is true of us today. Regardless of how much we have learned about the Christ and this Christian journey, or in spite of how much the Lord has been pleased to work through us by his enabling power, there is still a need for further growth. We have learned and are still learning. This is Velma Jean Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net, July 2020.